If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
The Democratic primary campaign. It's like Love is Blind, but for democracy. And because the last few days saw some major changes in the race, let's catch up on the latest developments in another installment of World War D. All right, let's start off with the major news from Saturday. It was a very important day for former Vice President Joe Biden. And not just because he launched his new line of dentures called Joe Bitons, strong enough to chew right through malarkey. No. This Saturday was the South Carolina primary, where Biden desperately needed a victory. And boy, did he get it.
Biden's big win. Joe Biden gets the landslide victory he needed in South Carolina.
Joe Biden trounced Bernie Sanders in that race to give his campaign more momentum going into Super Tuesday.
Biden and Sanders are really neck and neck in several of these states.
Just days ago, the press and the pundits declared my candidacy dead. Now, thanks to the heart of the Democratic Party in South Carolina, I'm very much alive.
Yes, Joe Biden is very much alive, which isn't something candidates usually need to remind people, but that's still okay. It's a great campaign slogan. Take it, man. Just take it. But yes, thanks to the overwhelming support of black voters, Biden isn't just in the race, he's back to being the favorite, which is an amazing turnaround. You know, but that's black people for you, man. Black people can make anything popular again. Like, think about it. Before black people, Biden was losing. And then black people came in, and now he's back on top. Before black people, everyone was focused on boobs. And then black people came in like, how about butts? And then everyone was like, oh, yeah, butts. Yeah. Now, Joe Biden's win in South Carolina was so commanding that it didn't just put him ahead in the polls. It got three other candidates to drop out of the race.
The moderate wing of this party seems to be moving at a pretty quick pace, right, to all unite around Joe Biden.
Amy Klobuchar announcing today she will drop out along with Pete Buttigieg and Tom Steyer over the weekend. Both Buttigieg and Klobuchar are now expected to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's right. First, Tom Steyer dropped out. Then, Pete Buttigieg ended his historic run as the first openly robot candidate. And we all know that once a gay guy sets a trend, white women aren't going to be far behind. So then Klobuchar dropped out, too. So if you're Joe Biden, these past few days are some of the best of your life. Think about it. For Biden, he's made the ultimate comeback. Your opponents aren't just dropping out. They're also endorsing you. And to top it all off, Joe Biden's are now the number two dentures on Amazon. Yeah, right behind the Donald Trumps. Best in the United States. But don't forget, things might be looking up for Biden, but it doesn't mean it's a done deal, right? He still has opponents in this race. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and billionaire in a booster seat, Mike Bloomberg. But the most difficult opponent Joe Biden still has to overcome is himself.
Biden in a good position, but his campaign is still plagued by more gaffes.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
All right. It's Chris, anyway.
I just did Chris. No, I just did Chuck. I tell you what, man, these are back to back.
Look, tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Yo, this is not good. Just in the past 24 hours, Joe has gaffed everything. From the name of a TV anchor he was talking to the Declaration of Independence. And the name thing on its own is bad. Because interviews are sort of like sex. It doesn't matter how well it goes. If you call the person the wrong name at the end, the whole thing is ruined. And I don't know why Biden is still bothering. Like, this is why, like, my life hack is that I just stay away from people's names, right? I just call everybody buddy. Yeah, that way I can never mess up. Just like, hey, buddy, great seeing you, buddy. Yeah, and then they're like, stop calling me buddy, I'm your mother. And I'm like, you got it, chief. It just helps you out. Well, that's just a name. That's a name. Messing up a famous quote from American history, like, it's a little worse. It's a little worse than some reporter, you know? People notice. That's one small step for man, one medium coffee, no sugar. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, Trevor, if Joe Biden debates Trump, it's gonna be a disaster for the Democrats because Trump is gonna eat him up. But when you think about it, it might not be so bad. Yeah, because Trump is the one person who won't know when Joe has messed up. Yeah. Joe will be on that debate stage with Trump like, all men are created, you know the thing. And then Trump will be like, that's right, we all know the thing. It was a big thing, the biggest thing. Nobody knows things better than me. Great point, Joe Biden. He'll be like, thanks, buddy. We'll be right back.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
South Carolina is the first place black Democratic voters will really be heard in this primary. So I hitched a ride to the historic city of Charleston. Here I noticed something. No, it wasn't the antebellum cosplay. It was the ads that candidates were running. They all seemed to feature a familiar face.
This is an extraordinary man with an extraordinary career. Elizabeth understands what I strongly believe.
Mr. Michael Bloomberg is here.
So it seems like a lot of white folks think standing next to a cool black person gives them legitimacy. But is it effective? Let's ask my good friend, Roy Wood Jr.
I know why you brought me here.
Because we're in your hometown, South Carolina.
I'm from Alabama.
We'll fact check that. So Roy and I happily went to Charleston to see if voters noticed the Democrats' brilliant strategy. Have you seen the ads?
Yeah, I've seen the ads. It looks like Obama's running again.
All of them have these commercials now with them and Obama saying stuff about them.
It's just the candidate with
like African Americans.
Your stance cannot be what Obama did 8 years ago. We want someone that's going to be, I feel in that sense, authentic.
Every day when you wake up, you want a candidate
exactly
above all things
right
who cares about you.
You, yes. And if
and
you
has like a good picture with Barack Obama.
Right. But
no.
No.
You think that black people like the white people that got a picture with Obama.
I've never said that. African American.
That's what you said.
That's the term that's I use in African.
Listen, bro, you can't ride on Obama's coattail. We not, that's not how we vote.
Which candidate has the best OPV?
Break that down.
Obama proximity value.
The closer you are to Obama, the more black people like you.
That's a funny question because I personally never even considered that.
Who's got the best OPV?
Black people don't care about white people in ads with Obama.
I don't know, because everybody running an ad with Obama in it right now.
That's what I'm saying. On behalf of black people, this is what black people want to see. They want to see
how close do you know black people?
I spend a lot of time around black people.
You hang with me.
Well, he's at a table with three black people right now. You got to give the brother credit.
Thank you very much. But even Roy recognizes the power of proximity.
This is a picture of me with Barack Obama. If you look closely, that's Obama, and that's me all the way over there.
Is that technically even the same room?
Yes, it's the same. That's Trevor, and there's a bunch of white people, and then it's me.
Are these like interns? These are Daily Show interns in between you and Obama.
Those are producers and writers. Those are respected people on the show.
That's an intern. He worked at the Daily Show for a month, max.
It just looks like you was just thrown in as a prop.
It does look like that. She is 100% right.
You look like a prop.
I'm not a prop. I'm an employee.
No, I understand
that. This is everybody that works at
the
Daily
Show. I'm just saying how you look. You look like they, you know, tokenizing you in that picture.
All right. South Carolina voters are not easily duped by the slick political advertising strategy of my one black friend. But who was breaking through?
I do particularly like Biden.
We need health care, and Elizabeth is going to get that done.
Well, for me, definitely Tom Steyer. I'm talking about equality.
Wait, what'd you say his name was?
Tom?
What's his name?
Steyer.
Tom Steyer?
Yeah.
Tom Steyer has a message that resonates and connects with people.
Do I follow my heart and vote for somebody like even Tom Steyer?
Who is Tom Steyer?
Tom Steyer is saying some good shit.
Who the f*** is he? I've never heard of him.
I don't know. The words you're saying make no sense to me. Turns out this mythical beast spent more money on ads in South Carolina than anyone else. And Steyer's commercial doesn't even have Obama endorsing Steyer. It has Obama endorsing a woman.
I heard this voice behind me. Her name is Edith Childs.
Who then endorses Steyer.
Tom spied up and Trump got to go.
I'm Tom Steyer and I approve this message.
To find out more about Steyer, we went to South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn, who recently endorsed the candidate with the highest OPV, Joe Biden.
Well, you know, Steyer came in. He's made it dicey.
He's made it dicey. In what way?
Well, he's spending millions. Mm-hmm. Money will make things dicey. He's running second or third in South Carolina now. It's what...
John Steyer is running third?
It's Tom.
Tom Steyer.
Yeah.
I think it's Tom, right?
Tom.
So Roy and I decided it was time to go see the candidates, like Biden and Warren and...
Tom Steyer?
Tom.
Tom.
Thank
That's
you.
That's his name? All right. Appreciate that. You get the chip.
It was inspiring to see candidates engage with the voters of South Carolina. And finally, in a little church outside of Charleston, we got to see the Tom Steyer. And while Steyer is just a blip nationally, he does have some intriguing ideas.
I think I'm the only person running for president who's for reparations for slavery. Tom Steyer.
You guys are so excited.
What's up, you guys?
We know this election could go a lot of different ways, and in case it doesn't go the way you want it to go, can I get an advance on my reparations? I'm not laughing. I'm
for real.
I'm for real.
These Democratic candidates are fired up, ready to go.
We are sure that was Tom Steyer.
Wait, that wasn't Tom Steyer?
I'm pretty sure, 70%.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's get right to the program. Indecision 08, big story this weekend, South Carolina Democratic primary. Let's go to the results. An historic election, ladies and gentlemen. The winner, Barack Obama, 55%. Absolutely historic. By the way, this is what the results would have looked like just 100 years ago. Of course, back then, obviously, Hillary and Barack, they really couldn't run or vote. But what a victory! It just shows this is 2008, baby.
A strong victory for Barack Obama today in South Carolina.
Barack Obama routed Hillary Rodham Clinton tonight.
We saw a record turnout, Tony. It was unbelievable.
What a victory for Barack Obama.
It was a crushing defeat.
He drank her blood. He ripped off her head. Down her neck. It was unbelievable. He destroyed her. There is no way to minimize this historic drubbing.
Jesse Jackson won South Carolina twice in 84 and 88. And he ran a good campaign, and Senator Obama's run a good campaign here.
I believe President Bill Clinton may be suggesting that once South Carolina went black, it could never go back. Is that what you're... He ripped off her head, he did! I mean, sure, Jesse Jackson won, but that was the 84-88 primary, and that was actually a caucus, and the Democratic nominee had already been decided. But my point is, they're both black guys. Oh, Billy Baroo. What happened to Bill Clinton? You know, Mr. President, people can forgive you having no control over. But this, you're, wait, hold on. This? Come on. Get some control over that head. Come on. That's what's going to ruin your legacy.
When's the last time we elected a president based on 1 year of service in the Senate?
Yes, not everyone can be governor of Arkansas.
It is wrong that Senator Obama got to go through 15 debates trumpeting his superior judgment. This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I've ever seen.
Your campaign slogan was a place called hope.
Jackson won South Carolina twice in 84 and 88.
Your office is in Harlem! You know what? Just get in here. Just get in here. I'm tick of it.
I want to be president again.
No more trouble. Tired of you causing trouble. You know, if his wife wasn't running, he'd be all over Obama. You know what? Here, just to keep him occupied. Let me just. There was even more good news. There was even more good news for Barack Obama yesterday. Caroline Kennedy endorsed him in a New York Times editorial. And today, her uncle Theodore granted Obama his blessing.
I'm proud to stand with him here today and offer my help, offer my voice, offer my energy, my commitment to make Barack Obama the next president of the United States.
What just happened to me? Did I just get inspired by Ted Kennedy? Next thing you know, we'll be putting a man on the moon. You know, it's actually been reported that Bill Clinton called Ted Kennedy in a last-minute effort to stop Ted Kennedy from endorsing Barack Obama. Whoa, Bill Clinton calling Ted Kennedy. That's a phone call that would have been ripe with comedic possibilities and may have gone a little something like this. Ah, yes, yes, hello, this is Ted Kennedy. I'm sitting here right now without any pants on, drinking, as you would imagine, a lot of alcohol. Yes, I'm calling you because I'm not wearing pants either. This is Howard Cosell speaking. I pity the fool. By the way, if you like that, I'm the greatest of all time. If you liked what you saw here tonight, check out my Vegas show, Cordless, the mediocre telephone mimicry of Jon Stewart. Next month at... I recommend it. Vote Quimby. All right. I suck at many aspects of humor.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.